Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description.
Dorothy's going to wander over as well, but she's going to stop in front of Dakota and put her hand out for her bucket and her flashlight. Not really making eye contact with Dakota, but just like demanding her stuff.
Dakota doesn't see you.
You hear a voice behind you that goes, what are you going to name him? You turn around and it is Elsie.
You're right, Elsie. It's just you and me.
You and me.
We're gonna find a place.
They won't do anything, okay?
I fucked it up for me, and I'm gonna fuck it up for her too, and it's not her fault.
Hey. You listen to me, okay? That kid, she will follow you to the ends of the earth if you want it.
You see the double doors kind of open, and out walks this young girl. She is wearing a green kind of like school uniform, and in her hand she is holding what looks to be a brown version of the same uniform that she's wearing right now.
It is my duty as principal to formally welcome you all to our esteemed academy. Do you two believe you are ready to find your home?
She put us in a car trunk.
How else would she have gotten you here?
This is all a mistake. They're not going here.
Oh, Walter. I would assume that you would have learned by now. But of course, you never change.
I'm never getting out of here. I have accepted that. But they are. It's the only good thing I'll ever do. It's getting them out of here.
Walter, you don't speak for both of us. I don't want to go.
I don't want to be here. I want to go back to the Abbots. I want to go with Walter.
Miss Jackson, if you wouldn't mind, one of the children, as I'm sure you've noticed, has run off. If you wouldn't mind sending the hall monitor after her.
Of course, Principal Ingram.
All students, please report to your classrooms. All students, please report to your classrooms. The hall monitor is on the loose, and you wouldn't want to be caught outside of class.
Dorothy, you are standing in the middle of the hallway of the Sublime County School for Lost Children. You are standing face to face with a large German Shepherd-headed man standing four times your size on all fours. A uniform of the school is stretched to its seams, about to burst through the muscular, just absolutely built figure of this creature, of this person. staring you down, foaming at the mouth, charging you. You're standing right by one of the bathrooms in this hallway. And in front of you, the hallway goes down like another 20, 30 feet before turning to the right. Behind you, in the direction that the hall monitor is charging you from, is the stairs that lead back upstairs or downstairs, and more hallway. And kind of like a T intersection where straight ahead, you can still find more lockers and classrooms. And then eventually it turns to the left at the end of the hallway, or more closer to you, directly across from where the stairs are, the hallway turns to the left as well. And that's the hallway that the hall monitor has just come from. What do you do?
So the hall monitor has fully seen me, right?
He is charging you right now. Yeah. You have seconds to act before you are in his claws.
Cool. You said this thing is like really big, right? Like,
yeah, 3-4 times your size. Like cool. On all fours at its height. Like their back is probably coming to the tops of these lockers on either side of the hall.
Okay. Oh boy. I'm going to rush into the bathroom.
Okay. Give me a roll here. I have to look through the moves again because it has been quite a second here. There is no just basic move for this. So this is just going to be a defy move. Defy plus steam to dodge out of the way of this creature as he tries to pounce you.
Cool. All
right, so 2d6 plus steam.
That's a 3.
Oof.
Ooh.
Ah. Oof, we Ooh. Hate to see it.
Aha.
Dorothy... Dorothy, you attempt to turn and try to slip into the bathroom as this creature is, as this person, as the hall monitor, is like mid-pounce, and you like take a misstep as you're trying to like turn, like backing away in fear, and he grabs you by the leg. You can feel the tight grip, like kind of squeezing like around your ankle, and you like fall to the ground as he grabs you and starts to like pull you in towards him. And he growls under his breath.
No!
You should be in class!
Holy shit.
Oh, that's so scary, though.
Dorothy pees a little. So, did it grab me with its hands? Or with its...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like with its hands. It's not like, yeah, just using the claws to just, yeah, no. It's like a grip around your ankle. Well,
I was wondering if, yeah, had it, like, grabbed at me with, like, its mouth, or is this a paw? Is this a, okay.
Yeah, this is a, yeah, it has, like, it doesn't have paws. It has, like, humanoid-like hands.
No, I hate that. I hate that even more.
We're dealing with not... Not a werewolf, but a werewolf-esque.
Yeah, thing. like a wolf man. In the same
man.
In the same way that Principal Albert and Miss Brooke have humanoidish figures, but like animal, right. Not like okay. They're anthropomorphized animals. Yeah.
Do you mean Mrs. Jackson? Who's Mrs. Brooke?
Mrs. Jackson. Sorry, Brooke is her first name. Jackson is her last.
Yeah.
So his hands aren't like skin.
No, right? His hands aren't skin. They're like fur and claw. Good. Yeah.
In my mind, I imagined a man with a dog head. And I was very uncomfortable.
But like, there's a really large man.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Still fur. Still like fur, but they aren't like paws, you know.
Okay.
Okay, just grab my leg.
Yeah.
Pulling me in.
Mm-hmm.
Can I kick with my other leg?
100% you can kick. Absolutely.
I'm gonna start kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. Let's see. I guess this just the the hurt move, right? Which I do not believe you have.
No, I do not.
So you will get a -2 to this dice roll.
Even better.
Even better. And guess what? It's your favorite stat.
Is it steam again?
It is roll plus steam.
So I get -3 to whatever I roll here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
All right. Let's do this.
Yeah. Let's do it. Hurt. When all this fails, you can hit something. Describe how you attack. Roll plus steam. What are you doing?
I'm kicking on whatever I can land on. So his arm, his... Okay. Torso, so whatever just... I can land, I'm kicking and I'm screaming.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So that's a 0.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Okay. Dorothy.
Wow, what a welcome back.
You start kicking the hands of the hall monitor and you... are like trying to break his grip, but his hands are so big and your feet are so small and you are frightened, so your kicks aren't exactly landing where they should be. They are scattered, they are chaotic, and they are more or less ineffective.
I'm not strong. And yeah.
No, you're not strong. And you try to kick and it does nothing to him as he grabs you, pulls you, and like starts to stand on his legs from like being on all fours to just being on his two legs. And he pulls you up as well at the same time. So he's holding you upside down by the leg that's currently in his grip. And he brings your face close to his. And you smell just the stanky dog breath of large German Shepherd man salivating at the teeth, a deep hunger in his eyes as he stares you in the eyes.
Let me go!
He says,
let me go!
You shouldn't be out here. What class should you be in?
I don't go here. Let me go! Put me down!
You're not a student, then.
He says, licking his jowls.
Oh, no!
saliva dripping down his mouth into the floor.
Oh, no.
You feel his grip around your leg get a little tighter.
Can I brace myself?
Yeah, for sure. How are you bracing yourself?
I'm hanging upside down. I don't really know how. I guess I do that thing when you, like, you're gonna get dropped or something like that, where you like protect the back of your neck. Like, I'm trying to kind of curl up. I obviously don't have like the curl. I can't like curl up. Like, I don't have that kind of core strength, but I can like clutch my head and my arms and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I would say so. Brace up. Brace yourself. Is specifically for if you are about to be dealt harm, which is not what's happening here.
Okay.
So it's like it is an immediate reaction. So it is like if like he is throwing you, right, and you're about to hit a wall. Okay. You will brace yourself for that, but like him just holding you, threatening you, is not incoming harm that is coming your way, if that makes sense.
Those teeth looked like incoming harm.
He's threatening you for sure, but
he was about to bite me or something, I could then brace myself.
Exactly. Okay. Right. He is just toying with you. He is not actively giving you harm right now. And once that happens, then you can brace yourself for sure.
Can we metagame or no?
Can you metagame? No, I don't.
I don't have all the moves pulled up.
Are you suggesting a move that she can do?
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Do you think that this hall monitor would in any chance be affected by being your friend?
I don't know. This is the Dorothy Dies episode. But that was the only other move that I was maybe eyeing up.
You are free to do whatever you would like in this situation. And I will say, perhaps act quickly. Because if you don't, then the world continues to move.
The world will continue to move. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm going to look into this wolf person's hungry, scary eyes, and I'm going to put on the most pathetic, sad puppy eyes I possibly can, and I'm going to say, please don't eat me, please. And I'm going to try and use be a friend, I guess.
Okay, absolutely. Roll plus much.
Holy Moses.
All right, that's a 10.
On a 10 plus, you gain the trust of another character.
Such a better roll. Holy
such a better roll. I imagine the character whose trust you would like to gain is the hall monitor.
No, I'm thinking the principal might be a good... No, I'm... Yes, the hall monitor. Yeah, no. Sure. I think Miss Jackson might be a great friend.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Sheriff back in here.
Yeah. Maybe, who knows? Okay, yeah. So you say that he looks you in the eyes, hungrily licking his lips, and says,
I won't eat you. The principal would be upset if I did, but you need to be heading to class. Where is your uniform, girl?
I don't want one.
What do you mean you don't want one?
What I said, I don't want one. I don't go here. I want to go home.
He slowly lowers you down to the floor. Does not upright you though, so like you like he doesn't like hands drop first. You.
All right, cool.
He doesn't drop you, but he lowers you. But yeah, you do end up going like head first, but you're like able to like brace yourself and like move. This isn't like him dropping you. This is him lowering.
And
he says,
have you already been assigned a home?
Yes. I have a home.
I...
And I'd want to go back to it.
Well, then I apologize. I thought you were still a student. But I see you have graduated. Well...
I did have a kindergarten graduation about a year or so ago. So I did. I graduated. That was... Yes. I did that. And I want to go home.
He narrows his eyes when you say that and says,
kindergarten? Is this another school?
Yeah, I go to a different school. And that's why I want to go home.
Well, I suppose then I will have to take you to the office so we can get you a ride back to your school.
No, the principal already said that I could go home. And so I think I was supposed to look for you, actually, so I could get a ride.
Oh. That would explain why they rung the bell. All right, then.
And he reaches his hand out to... Have you, like, stood up, or are you still on the ground?
I think I sat up, but I'm still, like... But I'm, like, doing that defensive, like, I have, like, a knee up, kind of. Like, I'm going to run if things get... Things look scary again. Yeah.
Yeah. He lowers down his hand in like an effort to help you stand up. He like with his big giant like paw grabs your like hand and like pulls you forward with
I visibly flinch away at first and then let this happen, but yeah.
I apologize. I sometimes have problems with first impressions. Many say I come off as vicious or angry at first.
Yeah, I would agree, but also this my bad. I don't like dogs very much, so it's not it's not your fault.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's not your fault. Like I said, what's your name?
I am Edward.
Edward.
The hall monitor.
Edward the hall monitor. I'm Dorothy.
It is good to meet you, Dorothy. Now, I can take you to the pickup area so we can wait for your ride.
Oh, okay. I have to go get something first, but I can't leave without my sister, so...
I shall accompany you.
Okay, great.
Where is your sister?
I'm not really sure, but I'm sure
I'm sure I could find her. I think she was going to come from the office at some point, so if we waited somewhere near the office, I'll probably run into her.
I shall accompany you to the office, then.
I don't need to go back to the office, but somewhere near the office.
We can have Mrs. Jackson call for your sister over the intercom.
Yes, yes, perfect, yes.
Okay, then.
And he reaches out his
hand. Thank you, Edward the Hall Monitor.
You're welcome. And he reaches out a hand to hold your hand as the two of you walk. But it's just like his two, like, it's like his thumb and his pointer finger are the only things that would fit for your hand.
I guess I take it. Okay. Yeah.
And the two of you walk to the stairs to head up to the office. As Dorothy and Edward walk hand in hand, or hand in paw, or hand in claw, whatever you want to call it, towards the stairs, we cut back to the principal's office. Walter and Dakota, the two of you are standing side by side next to Principal Albert, who is standing essentially at the double doors leading into the principal's office, essentially just kind of waiting for the hall monitor to retrieve Dorothy. Walter, you've been kind of standing here dressed in your new brown uniform given to you by Principal Albert. You know the signifying, since you, again, you have been a student here before.
Right.
And you were previously in essentially the same class, we can call it. You know that there are three different classes of the Sublime County School for Lost Children. There is the blue class, the green class, and the brown class. The brown class are the rejects. They are the students who refuse to conform. They are the students who cause problems. And they are the students who refuse or rebel against the roles given to them as determined by the school. It is a uniform you are familiar with, as it is heavy with the sensation of shame and disgrace that is attributed to those who are seen wearing it. Dakota, you have just come back from the bathroom, having changed into your green uniform. Its meaning unknown to you. But to you, Walter, you know that the green class are for students who are still young enough to be given to families, who are not old enough to receive a role from the school, and who are to be re-educated in the ways of the sublime so that they can assimilate to society and live out a happy childhood with their new families until it is time for the sublime to give them a role. Dakota, you walk up to where Walter and the principal is, sporting your new green uniform, but still wearing your pants still under the skirt. A gun in the waistband.
Is that a gun in your waistband?
I imagine it's in the back, right? Where it's not completely
It's in the back. Yeah, it's in the back.
Sure. Yeah. A gun in the waistband. And what did you do with all of your weed paraphernalia?
Oh, shit. It's in my jacket. So I think it's in my locker, right?
You've not been given a locker yet.
So do I have all my clothes in my hands then?
Yeah, you just changed.
Yeah, so I mean, it's in my fucking jacket pockets.
Gotcha. All right. Very cool. Good to know.
Oh my fuck.
Just good to know. You've stepped into a high school with all the things that you would want out of high school. You know? Guns and weed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. I went back to school shopping. What can I say?
As a note to everyone, please do not bring weapons to schools. They do not belong in schools.
Yeah. Holy shit.
We do not condone that sort of thing here on this podcast. Okay. So yeah, you stand and walk next to, walk up to them. Principal Albert, has not yet looked at you and so thus has not quite yet recognized that you are not technically in uniform and is looking out, just like through the double doors, essentially waiting for the hall monitor to appear with Dorothy in tow. There is a thick and overbearing silence in this room as the three of you stand in front of the desk attendant's desk. The three of you, as of this moment, not speaking. Mrs. Jackson, not in the room. She's on lunch at the moment. Or you don't know she's on lunch. She's just not in the room at the moment. So it is just the three of you sitting or standing, listening to the ticking of the clock, waiting for something to happen. Do any of you do anything?
I think Walter just... I think Walter turns to Dakota and says, "You sure? I mean, you're okay with this?"
Walter, where has fighting gotten us so far?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's
I don't think violence is gonna get us anywhere. I think the last few times we fought has only made things worse, and now Dorothy is God knows where.
She'll be.
I am tired of causing problems for her. As a matter of fact. And Dakota reaches back and pulls the weapon from behind her and plays it like in a way like not pointing it but like hands it out.
You're holding out the gun to present it to him. He doesn't like notice you at first, and then like kind of like seeing your movement, looks down, and there is this moment of shock and fear in his eyes as he kind of like jerks backwards a little bit. But upon seeing that this is a friendly gesture. And more than friendly,
as friendly as handing a gun can be.
Yeah. More so than friendly, that this is an attempt at keeping the peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at keeping the peace. He shakily grabs the gun from you and says, "Thank you very much, young lady. Guns are not permitted in Sublime County School for Lost Children, nor is any other paraphernalia of any other sort. So now is the time for both of you," he says as he looks over to Walter as well, "to hand over any possessions that are not allowed on the campus grounds without facing any sort of punishment." And he places the gun behind him on the desk of Mrs. Jackson, and looks at Walter more expectantly than looking at Dakota.
Does Walter have any possessions right now?
I don't think so. You have the paper hat, I guess. But
the paper hat. I'm keeping the fucking hat.
Yeah.
Dakota holding kind of like a pile of clothes in her arms. Kind of in a sort of way is like thumbing out a pamphlet out of like the pocket of the jacket and looking at the flyer for the one and only event known as Halloween.
Of course.
And sort of kind of just staring at it for a moment and considering. She takes out like anything that's in the pockets that would be like associated with that sort of thing. So like any sort of weed or like joints she has in her pocket, she hands over.
Turns from looking at Walter, who just kind of is like standing there like, "I got nothing," to looking at you as you're like pulling out like a pre-rolled joint, maybe like a pipe and a lighter, and the pamphlet for Halloween. And he says, "Dope, Dakota."
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say that Walter actually does laugh when he says that.
Yeah, I would say like, "Holy shit,
Dakota! I appreciate you coming forward and telling me the truth. Dope is no laughing matter. It is a serious, serious problem. It's a gateway drug, you understand, to even worse substances."
Dakota just kind of shake her head, like just like not like very visibly, but you can tell she's like, "Yep, uh-huh."
"Are you under the influence now?"
"This is killing me."
"No, I'm not."
"Good. From today on, I expect you shan't ever be again." And he waves his hand. I'm imagining his hand being like kind of hand, kind of feather, you know, where the fingers are like large feathers. And he waves his hand over it and it disappears from your hands.
Holy
Holy shit.
Shit, he's a magician.
He's keeping it for himself.
It for later. Houdini, if you will.
Wow, insane. And then again, he turns back to you, Walter, and says, "And do you have any substances?"
Walter just looks at him for like a solid 5 seconds, and then he just says, "I'm a weasel, man. I don't have pockets or anything, you know. I'm a weasel."
"So you say."
Yes.
"Hello there, friends. It is I, Kendrick, your game master and friend, here to do the mid-roll housekeeping stuff." Okay, I'm not going to keep doing that voice. But thank you all so much for listening to Strangers in the Wood. It means so much to us that anyone is, you know, taking the time out of their very busy day to listen to us. And it means a lot to us, really. If you are enjoying the podcast, be sure to leave a rating, a review, or whatever on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best ways to give us feedback because, it's easy for us to look at, but it also lets other people know how you feel about the show as well. Alternatively, if you just kind of want to tell us how you feel, you can always email us at talesyettoldpod@gmail.com. That's just talesyettoldpod@gmail.com. You can email us any feedback. If you think that we've missed any content warning that you think should have been added to our list of content warnings, please feel free to email us and we will update it as soon as we can. That's something that I know we take very seriously, especially as episodes go on. Things will definitely get more in the area of where we might hit some people's triggers, just because this is a horror season, and there are things that are going to happen. So I don't want to spoil you, but I do want to prepare you for that. Be prepared. But as always, we do keep our content warnings in the description, so you can always check that out. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. That's where we post all of our updates about when episodes are coming out, if there's any kind of delay. Like, I know there was a delay not terribly long ago, and that was a whole deal, but that's on us. And, well, we posted on Twitter about it, and, well, if you wanted to know, that's where you would have found out. We also post character art that we get, and we also share character art that we get as well. We recently got some fan art from the character designer of the original characters, Dorothy, Dakota, and Walter, at Thurs_games. It was absolutely wonderful. We got some art of Dex and Edgar. Super cute. Absolutely loved it. And we also got some commissioned art from at Spooky Nest, which was beautiful. And you can find all of that on our Twitter. So go follow us there. It would mean a lot to us. And last, but of course not least, we want to give a huge shout out to the Be Gay Roll Dice Network for allowing us into their humble podcasting network, where people like us create wonderful podcasts filled with amazing characters, stories, and have good fun times with their friends, and you're just going to love them. I know you are. In fact, I know you're going to love them so much that I'm about to play an ad for them right now. So don't forget, go out, be kind to yourself, eat enough food, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and love yourself like I love you. Bye.
It takes boundless courage to look normal in the eye and destroy it. But we must.
Welcome to the Eternity Archives. We're going to be playing Heroic Chord.
Amilta, a world that is recovering from a century-old apocalypse. There isn't any war here. There are barely countries here.
Zen looks like she has experienced something profound.
Rill's whole thing is they don't have a sense of self. They do what they think others want them to do.
So we wake up and Rill just isn't there.
This is a dragon. And just as you come across it, it lifts its head to look at you.
So yeah, I'm going to play him a little song about how magic the sword is.
I think I might try and cast Advancing Silent.
Sunlight Water?
Hunting Green?
Sunlight Armor.
As the music is playing, you can see ripples in the air that have almost like a slight shimmer in them, emanating from her lute.
Do you remember the beauty and the things that you fear?
This is the Eternity Archives.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, Badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder. Podcast for each week, me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at DiceExploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's at this moment that the double doors open. And standing on the other side, you all see Dorothy, hand in claw.
What? He said I told him not to go to the office.
He's what? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said we don't have to go to the office.
And then he said we can have Mrs. Jackson's intercom to call her over the intercom, which would be in the office.
I would not go in the office then. I would ask to wait in the hall.
Okay, I guess we're going to cut to this
one. I'm sorry. I just, that was the whole point, was that I was not going to go back to the office.
Okay, here we go. The two of you climb the stairs back up to a familiar floor to you, Dorothy, and hand in hand, the two of you start walking, and you can see he is heading in the direction of the office.
I'll wait here, because you can go tell them about getting Dakota, but I need to stay here.
I don't know what your sister looks like.
Her name's Dakota. Her name's Dakota. She'll...
Oh. Okay, what's her last name?
What is your last name? Fuck. Wallace, right?
Oh my god, you got it, yeah.
Wallace?
Okay.
Dakota Wallace, and Dorothy's looking for her, so she'll know. It'll be okay. I'm just gonna stay out here. I really don't want to go back in the office.
Are you afraid of the office?
No.
Yes?
Then...
No. Dorothy's crying a little bit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
No.
Are you okay?
Did
something happen?
I don't want to go in there. I just need Dakota. What? I just need Dakota, and then I need to get my ride. I need to go back home so I can go find the Abbots, because that's my home, and I want to go home.
Okay.
So get Dakota, and I'll be here.
I'm not supposed to let kids roam the hall.
I won't roam. I will stay right here. And I plop down. I, like, sit down outside in the hall.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
How long was Dorothy gone?
A couple of minutes. Not that long at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a couple of minutes because, like, she had just ran down, had just gotten to the bathroom when Edward showed up.
Okay.
This sounds like you were trying to grift him.
Sure. That is a move that I think did I take it? I have it on my sheet. No, I think I just put... Gander. I think it's just another one that... Yeah, non-expert moves. Here we go. Okay, I have to grift him with a -2.
Dope.
Oh, okay. No, it is a 10.
Oh, okay. They trust you and will do as you say as long as it doesn't endanger them directly.
Okay. Cool.
He goes, okay, but stay right here.
I'll stay right here, Edward the Hall Monitor.
Pinky promise?
Both my pinkies promise, and I put my two pinkies together like I lock them together, my own two pinkies.
He was holding out his pinky expectantly and now looks sad.
Oh. my pinky promises, and I hesitantly hold out my own pinky.
He encloses your entire hand with a single pinky.
Sounds about right.
And goes, okay, I'll be right back. And he gets up, he starts walking to the doors and then stops, turns back around. Dakota Wallace, right?
I nod.
All right.
I'm still like a little teary, so I just like nod.
He nods and turns back around and keeps walking. Cut back into the principal's office. The door is open and a large dog man stands on the other side. Just to reiterate, he's wearing like a button-down shirt with like sleeves rolled up to like just above the elbows and like wearing nice slacks, both of which are bursting at the seams from this man's large, large dog body. And you see him come in and he goes, ah, Principal Albert, just the man I wanted to see. And Principal Albert turns from looking at Walter to this dog man and says, oh, yes, Mr. Edward, there you are. Where is the girl? And he goes, oh, yes, she is waiting in hall.
I was about to say, can I move like to be behind a locker? Like, is there like a row of lockers and like it ends or something? Can I hide?
Yeah,
behind, sure. like out of sight, kind of, and then sit down again, yeah. Though.
Yeah, for sure. He goes, she is waiting in hall. I don't know why I made him have like broken English all of a sudden. She's waiting in the hall. She is looking for her sister, Dakota. Once I find her, then I will take them to pick up so that they can get their ride back home. And Principal Albert, dead eye stares at him with his wide owl eyes and goes, what in the stranger's name are you talking about, Edward?
Walter is like looking back and forth between them with an expression of like, is this gonna work? Like, is he just gonna like take us out of here?
Edward goes, yes, she said that you had already called for them, that they went to a different school, have graduated, and already have been put assigned a home. And so I was just collecting them so they can get their ride.
All technically true things.
No.
Well,
we have a home.
I guess.
We have graduated from certain things. True. Yep. Okay. We go to a different school. These are all true statements. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They are true statements, I suppose. But they are lies for the intention in which they are being presented.
Lies of omission, for sure.
Complete lies of omission.
I mean, when Dorothy was saying these things, she meant, like, she was literally thinking of these. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay, cool. Still lies.
Okay.
Also, I mean, if it's a truth or a lie has no bearing on this situation.
True. I just was saying. They are all true, too.
They're all true. Principal Albert goes, they have not, no, the girl is a student here. This girl here, and points to Dakota, is Dakota. The other girl ran away before I could give her uniform. Edward goes, wait, what? But she said, why would you listen to a child, you baboon? I am not a baboon. I don't... Imbecile. And he goes and he, like, swats the hall monitor, like, on the nose, on the snout, no. Like a bad dog. and goes... Oh! And hall monitor Edward, like, recoils a bit holding his snout and says, "Bad hall monitor, bad." And he like kind of cowers back a little bit and goes, "I'm sorry, I didn't realize." "Of course you didn't realize, you idiot. Go out there and get her and bring her here." "Okay." And like kind of turns tail and goes back out the doors from which he came.
I'm peeking out from behind the lockers.
Yeah, you see as he kind of comes out, like tail between his legs, looking around, and he goes, "Dorothy? Dorothy, where'd you go?"
"I'm right here, Edward the hall monitor."
He turns and sees you and walks over and says, "The principal told me that you are, in fact, a student here. Why did you lie to me?"
"I didn't. I'm not a student here."
"But you are. He said you ran away as he was giving you your uniform."
"Because he made a mistake. I don't go here."
"The principal doesn't make mistakes. He's very smart. Now come on, we have to go get your uniform before you get in more trouble."
"I don't want it."
Can I do something while this is happening?
Yeah, for sure. What are you doing? You're in the principal's office right next to Dorothy and, right next to Dakota and Principal Albert.
So I turn to Albert and I say, "At hall monitor, you got Edward, is that his name?"
"Yes, Edward Moore."
Seems like a solid dude. You know, seems like he would do anything to help the kids. You know.
"What are you implying, Mr. Walter?"
I look directly at him. Maybe even like walk, like, get a step closer and say, "You really think he's out there looking for her? You think he's gonna bring her back here?"
Is this a move that you're trying to do right now?
This could be a grift.
I kind of like this as a grift.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would say, yeah, this is a grift. For sure. You try to convince someone to do something against their self-interest. Deception, intimidation, persuasion, etc. Describe what you want them to do and roll plus much. So what is the thing that you want them to do?
I want him to get out of this room.
Okay. So you want him to go like out and after the hall monitor?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Roll plus much.
Okay. That is going to be, what is my mush? Okay, that's going to be a 7.
Okay, on a 7 to 9, they'll consider it for a price. Huh, what is the price here? Okay, I know what it is. He kind of turns back towards the doors, looking out as he sees Edward in the distance through the door, like kind of hunched over by like the corner where some lockers are, looking like he's talking, but like not like moving back, grabbing someone and bringing them back. He goes,
"Is his tail wagging?"
Yeah, his tail is wagging. Actually, no, I think no. Yes. His tail isn't wagging. His tail is like slumped over. He's sad right now. He's not happy.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Oh, yeah, you're right. No.
And he goes, "Edward, both of you, come with me." And he motions for the two of you to follow him as he starts to go out to confront Edward.
Dakota takes like a step to kind of follow him and looks back to see if Walter's following.
So he is...
The price, so he will leave this room, but the price is both of you have to come with him.
Walter comes with.
Okay. So, Dakota, does that mean you go as well?
Yeah, I follow behind Principal Albert.
Principal Albert? Okay, awesome. Dorothy, you see the three of them leaving the principal's office, heading in your direction. Edward has yet to see them, though, as he's like still talking to you. He says,
"Come with me. We have to get your uniform."
"I don't have a uniform because I don't go here."
"On the contrary, miss," Principal Albert says, as like they round the corner, you see Dakota and Walter standing not too far away, and says, "You are now a student of Sublime County School for Lost Children, whether you like it or not."
"I'm not lost!"
Dakota runs over and kind of like kneels down next to Dorothy and like puts like an arm around her.
I shrug it off. I like push it away.
Oh shit.
Whoa.
Okay. Dakota kind of like looks stunned and takes a step back.
"I'm not going here. I don't go here."
Walter says, "Hey, Edward."
He turns to you.
Look at this kid. Now look at this owl. Which one do you think is lying to you?"
Is this also a grift?
I think this is maybe also a grip.
Okay. Holy, I love it. The describe what you want them to do.
Yeah.
What do you want Edward to do?
I want, like, I guess on a more broad sense, I want him to be on our side.
Okay, yeah, so you want him to take your side.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. That's a nine.
That's a nine. Does anybody want to aid here?
I think it makes sense for Dorothy to aid here. I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean.
So, here's what we'll do. You will roll the same, dice. So you'll roll a 2d6 plus mush on a 7 plus, you add plus 1. On a 6 minus, you do not. But aiding in a move means that you are also subject to the consequences of whatever happens.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I think I'm pretty much already subject to the consequences.
Yeah, that's fair.
My aid is, like, after I hear Walter say that, I'm gonna look up at Edward again with sad puppy eyes.
Fair enough.
That is, it's plus mush, right?
Yeah.
That's another 10.
Okay, yep, that's plus 1. Ooh.
That knocks you to a 10, doesn't it?
Yeah, that knocks
knocks me to a 10. Yep.
And so,
holy shit.
On a 10 plus, they trust you and will do what you say as long as it doesn't endanger them directly. He looks back and forth between Principal Owlbert, who just looks at you and, like, disgust that you would even dare claim that he was wrong, and then like turns to Dorothy, who is standing there, little puppy dog eyes, and then he turns back and says to Principal Owlbert,
"They don't go here, do they?"
To which Principal Albert goes, "What do you mean? Of course they go here. They were brought here, weren't they? It is obviously the stranger's wishes that they are to enroll into our school until they have been given their proper places. They already have a place." And he goes Dorothy to...
says, "Yeah," it sticks out her tongue at Principal Albert.
Hell yeah.
And Principal Albert looks, like, disgusted, of course, at Edward again, and bonks him on the nose again, and he goes, "Bad hall monitor!
Hey, be nice!
You be quiet, child!"
No!
Dakota's gonna step up and go, "Don't yell at Dorothy."
He turns to look at you, like, a little hurt, and goes, "Dakota, you too!"
"I'm willing to listen to what you have to say, but that doesn't mean you can attack my friends. Especially my little sister."
"Well, then your little sister should behave. Children are to listen to their elders. I am trying to do what is best for you, as is my duty, my role, given to me by the stranger himself, as you all shall be given your roles as well."
"Well, if you can't hold your temper, then it seems like you aren't doing your role very well."
"Who's that? I was told we were supposed to avoid strangers. And you're also a stranger, so I don't like you."
He turns to Edward one more time and says,
"Take them to detention now."
To which Edward kind of steps between the three of you and him and goes,
"No."
Baring his teeth. And gripping down, standing like a full, like, foot taller than Principal Albert, who kind of steps back a little bit in fear.
"I command you, this is a direct order from your principal, I remind you, Edward."
And Edward takes a step forward.
Holy shit.
Shit.
"Edward! Listen to me!"
Albert takes a step back. Edward takes a step forward. Is there anything the three of you are doing right now?
I'm just watching this. Walter's gonna go over to be closer to Dorothy and Dakota.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. I know that at some point, I think I lost my candy bucket. Where was that?
You, I believe, have your candy bucket, but you lost the turtle.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. And where did that happen again? In the office?
His specific, like, room.
Okay.
It was as you were leaving his room. And I don't know if Dorothy has noticed.
I was about to ask. Was that something that I saw happen? Or did that just
No, I don't think so. Because it was as you were getting up to run away. So I don't think it's a thing that you've noticed yet.
Okay. Cool. I was just checking in on that. Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Dakota, are you doing anything?
Nah, Dakota's kind of taken aback, I think, most part. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You all watch as Albert takes another step back. Edward takes another step closer. Albert goes to slap Edward again on the nose, and Edward catches his arm mid-swing, teeth bared, growling,
"You will not hit me again."
Albert is shaking in fear and says, "Let go of me, you animal! You beast! You buffoon!" And Edward takes his other arm and claws at Albert, tearing through his nice suit, his spiffy suit, leaving long claw marks, feathers, and a little bit of blood flying forth from the claw marks as Albert reels backwards, Edward letting go of him, Albert falling to the ground on his ass, starting to move backwards as quickly as he can as Edward continues to move forward towards him and say,
"Bad principal."
And he pounces him.
Holy shit.
Do the three of you do anything?
I'd say I'm stunned. I can't fucking move.
Okay. I'm gonna say, whoa, Edward. It's all right. This is all just a misunderstanding. Isn't that right, Albert?
He turns to look at you, the fear of God in his eyes.
Yes, a tragic misunderstanding, dear Edward, my boy.
Just a mistake. See, it's all good. What's gonna happen is old Albert here is gonna let us walk out that front door.
What?
There's gonna be no more trouble. Isn't that right, Albert?
We're gonna get a ride back home, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, you found a ride back home, Dorothy?
Yeah. Edward, the hall monitor, said that he could get one.
Did you talk to the Abbots?
I didn't talk to them, but I told Edward, the hall monitor, about the fact that we have a home, and so that means that we don't need to be assigned anything, so we need a ride back.
How does he know the way to get home?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, we can figure out the details of this later. Got a better pressing situation here.
We're getting a ride home.
We're gonna get a ride home.
Albert, looking back and forth between all of you and the hall monitor, going,
I can't just let you go. I have a job, a role.
Oh, but you gotta let us go. If you don't, I'll be falsely keeping us prisoner, and I don't think that Edward would be, I don't think Edward would like that, would you, Ed?
Oh, you wouldn't.
Edward takes a step forward, teeth bearing, like drool dripping from his jowls, eyes hungrily looking at the principal up and down, who's cowering in fear, still like slowly trying to move backwards.
But he would punish me if I did. He would punish all of us.
Your call.
Roll me a grift.
Okay.
Can I aid again?
Sure.
Yeah, you're gonna need to. That's a 5.
Even if she did,
you can't even. It would be a failure. Can't even get there. Damn it!
I can only get you to a 6.
Shit.
Sorry.
So what is it that you said again?
I basically said, like,
your call.
Well, I mean, okay. I feel like we're in a pretty decent situation either way, because they either said let us go or have Edward maul you.
Yeah. So just say again what it was that you said.
Or
it can be a rephrasing. It doesn't have to be exactly, just so I remember.
Yeah, okay.
Either you let us go or, you know, you don't. And if you don't, I don't think Edward would like that.
Yeah, Edward, like, takes that step closer and the principal goes, "But you don't understand." And as he says that, the lights go out in the hallway. There is a disturbing presence.
Dorothy screams.
You hear the sound of Dorothy's scream echo throughout the hallway.
Can I grab whoever's nearest to me? Like, who's near me?
Probably Dakota.
Okay, I grab at Dakota.
You grab Dakota. Dakota, you feel these small arms, like, tugging onto you, pulling you closer as these lights go out. And they go off for, like, a couple of seconds, and then the emergency lights of the school come on. If you remember correctly, the lights in here aren't artificial lights. They all look like skylights that no matter what floor you're on, they continue to shine sunlight through them. But now, it is no longer sunlight that comes through the skylights. Instead, it is this deep, dark, bluish haze that filters through, lighting this place like as if you were underwater. The lockers, if you remember, on either side of these hallways are tall and overgrown with flora, as vines and other small bushes and like tufts of grass grow between the cracks of tiles along the floor and growing up along the walls. And you see these same vines and moss growing over the body of Edward, who was standing between you and the principal. He is gripped tightly, frozen, unable to move, as these vines, in like an instant, grown up through the ground around his body, holding his joints stiff and taut. And he, like, you see this look of panic on his face as he, like, is trying to struggle against the vines that are still steadily growing up his body around and slowly making its way towards his neck. And you see even more fear in the eyes of Principal Albert, who is terrified, looking around and gasping for breath. And he goes, he's here! He's here! Look! Look what you've done! If only you had just gone to class!" There is this deep and unsettling chuckle that echoes throughout the halls, bouncing off of the walls and hitting that low register that shakes you to your core.
"I guess I was wrong when I said this was going to be fun."
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.